First, the public service announcements. On Tuesdays, Rabbi Penner is going to be giving a tefillah chabura at this time right here. So Temin Halacha is going to be Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And Tuesdays are going to be Rabbi Penner giving a tefillah chabura. Okay, so for today's topic, we're still in the afterglow of Simchas Torah. So here's a shaila that came up. I got a text on Erev Shmini Atzeres from one of my Rebbeim, from Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky, that he had a visitor from Eretz Yisrael, who's a chashuva person, and he wanted to be mechabit him in DRS with Chasim Torah on Simchas Torah. The problem is, Simchas Torah in Chutz Laretz for a Ben Eretz Yisrael is chol, it's a weekday, so can you give a Ben Eretz Yisrael Chasim Torah when you're in Chutz Laretz? And on Simchas Torah itself, in my shul, I have a family that's on Shlichut from Eretz Yisrael for a year, and the boy comes running in, Aaron Meir comes running in. My father and I want to know, can we get aliyos today? Because everyone else is getting an aliyah. Can they get an aliyah today on Simchas Torah when for them it is Chol? So the way to attack this question is, first we'll talk about what's so special about Chasim Torah, what exactly that aliyah is all about. Then we'll talk about those who are against the idea of allowing Ben Eretz Yisrael to get the aliyah on Simchas Torah, and then those who are for the idea. So first of all, what's so special about the last eight psukim in the Torah, about the end of the Torah? Well, certainly the last eight psukim the Gemara talks about in Maseches Basra Daf Tezvav and Menachos and Daf Lamed, where there is a machlokes Tanaim, how those psukim were written, because after all, if Moshe Rabbeinu died, he shouldn't be writing anymore, and if he's writing, he shouldn't be dead. So what exactly happened over there? So there's machlokes whether Yehoshua wrote them, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, or whether Moshe was Kosam Bedema, whatever that means, that has many interpretations as well. But either way, the Gemara says at the end, because it's different, Yachid Kareosam. A Yachid reads these last eight psukim in the Torah. What does it mean that a Yachid reads these last eight psukim in the Torah? Again, many different interpretations. Rashi says that you can't split it into two different aliyos. Tosos and Bava Basra Daf Tesvav quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam that only the Ola reads without the Balkore, and many other interpretations as well. However, the Mishabura, based on Rama, says that that the idea is that the greatest person in the Shula reads it, that you give it to someone who's a Meyuchad, someone who's very special, someone who's a particular Talmud Chacham. So the Chacham Tzvi, in the context of a tshuva about a former Muslim convert, that someone who converted to Islam to follow Shabtai Tzvi and then did tshuva, and they wanted to be mechabit him with Chasim Torah. So the Chacham Tzvi discusses why it would be that if these eight psukim were somewhat on a lower level than the rest of the Torah, they were either written by Yehoshua or they were only written bidema by Moshe Rabbeinu, why would we elevate them and give them to the most special person? So that's the Chacham Tzvi's kasha on that approach. But be that as it may, that's what's typically done. The Klei Chemda has the Teretz, he suggests very beautifully that the reason that we give it to the most chashuva person is because the greatest indication of the impact that Moshe Rabbeinu left is that after Moshe Rabbeinu left this world, the Torah still continues. That's why these last eight psukim are so powerful. Whatever Teretz you like, the end of the day, Chacham Tzvi was Mekel, by the way, that this Bal Tshuva, because B'makom Shevali Tshuva, Om Domein Tzadikim Gemurim Yicholim La'amod, so he's the holiest of the holy, that a person is able to become a Bal Tshuva. But the bottom line is, the Minhag Yisrael seems to be to understand Yachid Koreosam, that you give it to as a proper Kavodat Torah, you give it to someone special. So that's Aleph. Now another point of introduction over here is, why is it exactly that we read Vizos HaBracha on Simchas Torah? So the Meshech Chachma at the very end of Parshas Vizos HaBracha points out that it seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim. It's Medina de Gemara that you do it, Megillah Dav Lamed Aleph, but the question of why you do it. So the Meshech Chachma points out that there's a Ran in Maseches Megillah that we lay in Vizos HaBracha because that's what we're up to. So when they would be on a triannual cycle, they would only lay it once every 3 years. But that's what we're up to. That's how we finish the Torah. And that would explain why our minhag is to do a Haftorah from Sefer Yehoshua, because that's that follows from the completion. You get to the beginning of the Navi. However, the Abu Dram in Seder Tefillah Sukkis and the Orchos Chaim, Kriyas HaTorah Sivkat Nunches, both say that no, we lend v'zosa bracha because it's me'inyana diyoma, because it's on it's like any other kriyas hamoados, because Shlomo HaMelech was mevarich in the nation on Shemini Atzeres, so we're masmich bracha lebracha, and that's why it's inyana diyoma. That's the kriyas haTorah of the Yom Tov. So mechapa ei nafkamina. If it's about finishing the Torah, whoever needs to finish the Torah maybe has that inyan of finishing the Torah. But if it's about the kriya of a Yom Tov, then only someone for whom it is a Yom Tov would be connected to that kriya. So what do the poskim have to say about this? I asked Rabbi Willig this morning what he thought about it. He said all the poskim talk about it. You could do all the research. It's so much is written on the topic. So in the Chida in Chubas Chaim Shaal Simin Yud Gimel says that it would be a chucha v'tlula to allow someone to get an aliyah when it's a yom chol for him, that he's going to go and be a bal simcha on a day that's a yom chol. And that's also the psak of the Deborah Tzina Rav in Chuvas Ber Moshe Chelik Zayin Dinei Ben Eretz Yisrael B'chutz La'aretz, page Reish Sadi Beis. And Rav Shechter also thought that it doesn't make sense, and if you're not chayiv in kriya satora, how can you get an aliyah for a kriya that you're not chayiv in? In fact, Rav Shechter said it happened once that he was at the Kotel and they gave him an aliyah on Yom Tov Sheni, and he turned it down because even though he was chayiv in kriya satora, but it was a different kriya satora. How can I take an aliyah for a different kriya satora than what you're reading? So he said they gave him hagba instead. He said he was in England once and it was some chassar, and they gave a Ben Eretz Yisrael the honor of Chasan Torah. All the rabbanim over there decided otherwise. Not like Rav Shechter thought, but they decided to be mekel. So what's the shita of those who are mekel on this issue, and who are the ones that are mekel? So there's a tshuva in the Sri Deyesh, Chelik Beisim and Kuf Samach Aleph, where he quotes Rav Uziel that Sfari rabbanim allow it. He says ki akrios b'simchas Torah hein laharbos kavod haTorah. The sole function or the primary function of kriyas haTorah and simchas Torah is to enhance kavod haTorah, and that's why we're mekel to give ketanim aliyos, and that's why we do all sorts of crazy things in simchas Torah in order to enhance the kavod haTorah. And Rav Uziel writes v'chein asisi maisa, and I rely on this halacha lemaisa. Sri Deish says that Yecheskel Sarna relied on this halacha. Rav Sternbach and Chelik Dalitz and Kufsa Mechvav of Chuvas Van Hagos wonders how you can bring a raya from Ketanim. Ketanim, it's at least yantif for them, but a better it's not even yantif for him. Rav Shachter points out it's stronger. He said that the Iker Din of the Gemara is that a Katan is all the Minyan Shiva. So that's why you can give a Katan an Aliyah and Simchas Torah. But someone who Pashut has no Chiyuv whatsoever, so how does that make any sense that you're going to bring a raya from Ketanim? Nevertheless, there are others. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orba and Alicha Shlomo, Perek Yud Beis, Oschaf, says that it's okay, but only if the guy's a significant Talmud Chacham, right? The person has to be, Rav Willick said, like their shilas came up when Rav Scheinberg visited America and he was here for a Simchas Torah, someone like that, someone a serious Talmud Chacham, because the entire point is the Kvoda Shel Torah, and it's the greatest honor to the Torah to have such a chasen. It's like, the old line goes, my brother said he was once at Rabbi Tendler Shul for Simchas Torah, and someone got chasen Torah. Rabbi Tendler whispers to my brother, maybe didn't whisper, I don't know, he said, this chasen, he's very special, he's a chassidish chasen. He never met the Kala before in his life. But ideally, you want a Chasan Torah who has met the Kala before in his life, who has, so that's in Rivos Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, Chelik Zayin, Simon Shin Chav Hei, he says the same that Rav Meisha also held to be Mekel. I asked Rabbi Willig this morning, Willig said, the minhag is to be Mekel. He said, why is the minhag to be Mekel? Because anything goes in Simchas Torah. That seems to be the minhag. And he didn't bring a raya from Ketanim, he brought a raya from the fact that you lay at night and you give aliyos at night. Rabbi Willig says, instructs the Gabayim in his shul not to give him the Elios at night, any of the Elios at night. It makes him uneasy to say a bracha on a Kriya Satara that isn't really based on anything. But the minig is to be Mekel, the minig is to do this. So Rav Sternbach has a little bit of a different, of a more elaborate approach to this issue, which we'll summarize right now. Rav Sternbach and Chelik Dalit of Chuvas Van Hagos, Sim Kuf Samach Vav, says that you can give him the Chasan Torah because it's not totally not yantif for him. It's not yantif, but it's also not totally not yantif. He says, first of all, he hasn't read Vizosa Bracha yet, so he's got to be mashlim Vizosa Bracha. He certainly has to be mashlim the Kriyas Torah. That's assumption number one. He says, second of all, he's asur to do malacha even bitzina. So in some sense, it's yantif. And he says, when you're in a place, b'makom shasmechim, you take chumri makom shabalasham and sameach imahem. You should be mesameach with them. And he says, and the raya from Ketanim is a good raya because you see that you don't need a bar chiyuva mamish. You just need someone who has some sort of connection, some sort of shaychus. And he says, I would even go a step further, says Rav Shtrumbach. I would even say that even those poskim that hold that Havdalah on Yom Tov is not like Havdalah after Shabbos, where you get 3 days, where you get until Tuesday to say Havdalah. And on Yom Tov, even those who say that, no, Yom Tov has got to be right away, right after Yom Tov, a Ben Eretz Yisrael could say Havdalah after Yom Tov Sheni, because it's still a little bit Yom Tov for him when he's Nimtza B'chutz La'aretz. So that seems to be, that it's hard to explain really, really, Lahalacha, why one would be allowed to get it, but many of the poskim said that that was, for whatever reason, that was the minhag, probably part of the idea of anything goes on Simchas Torah. Okay, have a great day. And